We call the City of Franklin's Common Council to order. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Mayor Taylor?
Here.
Alderman Dandrian?
Here.
Alderman Mayer is excused. Alderman Wilhelm?
Here.
Alderman Taylor?
Here.
Alderman Schmidt?
Present.
Alderman Skransky?
Here.
Please rise. Join with me in the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, the first item on the agenda, citizens' comment period. Are there any citizens wishing to speak? So, could you please state your name and address for the record?
Jim Wysick, 8756 West Mallard Court. One of the reasons I'm here tonight is because back in April, I filed 5 complaints against buildings that I thought were very shabby. Now, I'm talking to, I'm sorry, I don't know
if Mr. Liberta.
Your last name. How do you pronounce it?
Liberta.
Liberta. I just talked to him today. I've had a few run-ins with the building inspector, and it started about 3 months ago, and he said he didn't even have the report. Now, these were filed back in April 15th, and he said, well, I don't have my inspection report done. So then about 2 months ago, I went up and I asked him again. He said, still don't have them done. Well, then last month, I came in, he says, they're still not done. And I said, you have, he said, I got my notes, but I haven't been able to get at them. And I said, well, can you give me a copy of your notes at least? And I said, when you get it done, send them to me, send me the report. And he said, okay. So he sent me the copy of his notes. Well, I stopped by yesterday and I showed him what he gave me. And it looks like this. And I said, okay, I got your notes. He said, no, that's the full report. I said, that can't be the full report. He said, well, that's the back side of the report. I said, well, there has to be a thing of what the city's going to do. Are they going to tell them to take down the buildings, repair them, or whatever? He said, well, I can't give you that. I said, why not? He said, I got to ask our city attorney. So then I talked to Mr. Luber.
Liberta.
Liberta. Pardon me.
It took me about 7 years to get that.
Yeah. I still haven't got it.
Yeah. Mark's call Mark.
Talk to Mark. So anyway, this afternoon and yesterday afternoon, right? And he said he would get back to me on it. Well, he called, but I wasn't home, so he explained it tonight what took place. And he said it has not been filed with the city attorney yet, and they were going over all the provisions of it. But this has taken an awful long time. And I think that this city council should know and be very well aware of why are we sitting on this? And, you know, I was told we had a 40% reduction in staffing and stuff like this. I said, yeah, but how many years has that gone over? That's 40% reduction in the last year, or 40% over the last 5 years or 10 years? Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know this for a fact, but that being the case, if it took me 6 months to do my job, I'd have been fired. And I think this is a little unreasonable that we're sitting on this too long. That's just my opinion, and I am formally asking the city attorney to make sure that I would get a full copy of the full report once it goes past him, and that means with the city title on it and stuff, not just somebody's notes.
Okay. Thanks.
Alderman
Taylor?
Thank you, Your Honor. I know you've been up here a number of times, and I think this may be one of the few I've actually agreed with something that you said when you've come up here, but whose alderman district you live in?
Mine.
Yours. And so I don't know the details in that, but I can tell you that since I've been here, and this was probably 3-4 years ago, I had a real burr up my you-know-what regarding inspection reports and having documents that said, you know, here's what happened, you know, here's where we're at, monthly things that we could put in the alderman's boxes. And it took like a year from when I started requesting it to actually have some sort of form that that we can follow instead of having all these loose pieces of paper like I picked up yesterday in my council packet, and I had five or six different issues, and it's just on individual reports, and it told what the date of the complaint was and who went out there and what was done and what's been ordered and things like that. So maybe you can explain to us, first off, I haven't seen one of those reports for a while, and secondly, why this gentleman, it has five different properties and it's taken that long to get done. I guess that's a concern that I would have and everyone should have up here, because when we get a complaint, whether we file it ourselves or we tell the homeowner to go to the city's website and do it, you assume that there's going to be a timely manner. Not everything happens as quick as we would like, and sometimes with foreclosures, you're trying to work extremely hard to get a hold of the actual individual, and so sometimes that comes into play. I know I'm dealing with one right now, but that still seems like a super long amount of time, and I would also be curious if the alderman of the district has knowledge of this, because you should know that this is going on if that's the case. Mark, and then...
I can put something on
Well, let
this
me...
Right
I'm, as, I'm asking him a question, not you. Him. Mark.
As you know, your policy on complaints and our departmental directive is that complaints for building inspection are done last. We do actual inspections and permit approvals first. So with the pickup of activity over the summer, we've been very fortunate even to keep up with permits, which is one of the reasons the city budget, you recently approved an addition of a half-time person who has started already, and the city budget has an upgrade requested in March to bring that to full-time. So that will enable us to at least keep up with permits and applications. But so complaints have been behind as we've been shorthanded, particularly over the summer, where we also deal with a lot of time off due to vacations because people aren't allowed them. So that's why we've been behind. In this specific example, it is an issue we've been trying to deal with for a number of years. The sheet that he held up that looked like a simple listing is actually the attachment that's expected to go along with a cert report filing. When he referenced the city attorney, should have been referred to the assistant city attorney. He's working with Fred on a filing for circuit court. They met 2 weeks ago to go over the details of it. This was 2 weeks ago Friday. And before Fred left on a conference, and they worked out the details of what Brian wanted Fred to do, or the assistant city attorney wanted Fred to do next, so that they could prepare the filing. So we're expecting that Fred will have that done this week or next, back to Brian, so that it can be filed with the circuit court.
And these are five separate properties?
Three separate buildings, five separate complaints, is my understanding.
One of the things that originally started this, I came before you people, and Mayor Taylor said there haven't been, to his knowledge, there hadn't been any complaints. And Alderman Olson was here at the time, and he had said, well, I filed a complaint myself. So I don't know what was ever happened of his complaint that he filed, but then I decided, my neighbor and I both decided to file a complaint. And that's when it started.
Yeah, previously, these are the buildings that exist where the Meyer property is.
Okay, all right.
Previously, for example, when the complaint was, previous complaints were reviewed, the buildings weren't actually degraded to the point that the building inspector felt that they could be ordered removed. But at least two of the three are, and one of them is, I believe, the order will likely say remove or repair.
And I'll just add, and then I'll be done with this because we have an agenda here. I'm dealing with the private property, and that's been going on for over 2 years, and it's been in circuit court for at least a year, if not longer. So when it gets in the court system,
yeah,
good
I
luck,
really,
you know. So,
yeah. Just to further, one of the other complaints was these farmhouse stuff.
Oh, yeah, yes.
And we all know what's going on with that. So that one I can see being too late.
There's usually a whole lot more to the story in all of it.
Right.
I can tell you one with the city attorney when I was an alderman, that had with the ATF involved and over on Pewds Road. It took about 6 or 7 years. Legal search and seizures and all that stuff. Over to Andrew.
Yeah, Steve, Jim and I did talk toward the beginning of summer. And that's where I had informed him. I thought that we were in the beginning, or we had some legal action pending or going. And I told him that it was a rather lengthy process. And we don't know who's going to win in this battle. Okay, but then the other one was in District 2, which was the home that had the farmhouse that had a fire on it. And then we spoke about some other things. But yes, we did. I did have some historical knowledge after talking to Jim.
I mean, I'm sure we're talking about a certain property that the city's been talking about for about 8 or 9 years. While many of us that when we pass it, we say, yep, that should come down, the building inspector goes and looks at it and says, well, you know, it's actually structurally sound and somebody could actually come in and reopen it. So
clean up the property, obviously.
Yeah, and we are talking. Yeah, and we are talking about people's properties, and I think that particular piece of property had multi-million dollar price tag on it. So just I would caution the council.
Probably could
mow the lawn. Well, mow the lawn would be better. Alderman, you have the floor.
I'm done.
Okay. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Why don't we let somebody else?
Yeah. My
name is Jim Buckey. I live at 4925 West Rosson Avenue in Franklin. And on behalf of the Franklin Historical Society, I want to talk about a couple of projects we've got going. One is we presented a plan, I guess it's called a minor site plan, to the city about something we've been planning for years. I think most of you have probably seen or visited our historical village. And currently we have 5 buildings there. And sometimes, particularly at Christmas, the second Saturday of every December, we have 3 services there. And the 3rd service starts in the evening where it is dark. And that's exactly what the pathways around the buildings are. They're dark. And we wanted to get some lighting in, and for a simple reason, primarily is safety. You know, we're talking about a lot of times winter, we try to clear the pathways as best we can, but we just simply need some light. So we came up with a plan to position 8 different decorative lights, just low intensity, 100 watt bulbs. This is going to be nothing more than something you might see homeowners have around the city. 80-inch pole, 20-inch high lighting. And this is nothing that's going to have to go that far into the ground. It only requires 18 inches down. The reason that's important is because we don't want to get into any problems with any trees, root structures, anything like that. And I did talk to Fred Baumgart about putting these things in, and all he said was required was the manufacturer's recommendation, which I just stated. So we'd like to put those 8 poles in. Now this involves a fairly major electrical trenching around the whole grounds, which will include not only the 8 lights, but also it's going to go through the cabin, and it's also going to go to the chapel. Actually, where we're standing right now, just right across the street, we're almost completely in line with all the grounds. So when I'm pointing here and pointing there, it's actually correct. And the reason it's going to the cabin is just simply we just want electrical outlet there to put some lighting at night. And the reason for the chapel is that we do not have a heating system for the chapel any longer. It was just deemed, and I would say quite correctly, the old stove we had, the old potbelly stove, just was unsafe. And we've stopped using that. And what we've had to do the last couple of years is bring in a whole bunch of these small electric heaters and spend 3-4 days heating the place up to make sure it's warm enough. So I've got something set up with consolidated heating that they'll put electric panels in there once we get this electric service all put in. So what we're waiting for is a final approval from planning, and then we'll apply for the proper electric permit to do all this. And the second part of this project is we also want to pave the existing pathways with asphalt. Currently, they're gravel, and that's caused all sorts of problems. One problem is these small stones have been coming into our buildings and on these old wood floors have been grating into them and damaging them. A more serious problem is simply public safety. Easter egg hunt, Lions every year have, early in the year, the Easter egg hunt. And this last year, we had huge amounts of snow and ice, and we can't clear the gravel like with a snowblower or any sort of plow equipment because it would just tear up the pathways. So everything's got to be hand shoveled, which it's a lot of work, but we accomplished it. But we're just not getting them as clear as we should. We didn't have a hard surface pathway where we could snowblow it, keep on top of it more often. So we want to asphalt just the existing pathways. This is not any new pathways, anything that affected that grant that we got a few years ago. That's something we'll approach next year. But right now, we just want to get an asphalt. So that's basically what we're trying to do with this project. Anybody has any questions?
Do you have anything? Follow it. Both on the gym.
What era is this historical area supposed to be? Through what years?
We're looking at late 18th century, 19th and 20th centuries.
Okay. Because I'm just wondering if we're not getting more and more away from the historical aspects of that by paving and electricity, and it just seems like that's not quite matching with the same era. I mean, I get why you want to do it. I'm just kind of questioning some of the historic preservation aspects. One of the things that I see are one of the most unique park features as far as the canopy in there. And I have concerns about what you said was substantial electrical trenching, even though it's only 18 inches deep. The small roots of the canopy in there, which is more historical than any of the buildings that are going into this place, are on the surface. And so while it doesn't sound like you're going down very far, you will damage those and you're going to have die-off on those. At some point, I would like to see the Historical Society take on some preservation of the historical features that are really on the site. At some point, hopefully you'll be done with your building and your bringing things up to the 21st century, and you can focus on maybe some grafting of the features that are over there to grow somewhere else when all those trees die off. Because that's what's going to happen. With all, I understand. I like the project. I think from day one, the location of that probably wasn't very well thought out, and it's just kind of grown and grown and grown, and now there's a pretty good conglomeration of buildings over there. And with the barn up there, there's going to be a lot of buildings over there. So, of course I'm going to support this. Nobody wants to not support you on this. But I just, for organizations that's supposed to be thinking about the historical features, I think we're missing one of the historical features, and that's what was there before any of us were here, any of this was even a city. So,
if I could respond, with the positioning of like these lights, we went through a great effort, and this is going to show on the site plan, to avoid being anywhere near any trees and root structures. I think you'll see that in the site plan. Most of it is more towards the front of the buildings rather than the back where the trees that you're speaking of.
Well, I did look at it, and I noticed that a lot of them were under the canopies. Of those, and anytime you get anywhere under the canopy, you're causing root damage. I mean, there's just no way around it. You got compaction, you've got, and then when you add the pavement, then you're changing the water structure. And so all of these things are, not thoroughly thought about. It's more about,
kind of the building aspect. And so I guess it's, at some point I hope there's a balanced preservation, that's all. You know, some type of balance with, where you can protect the most historic natural features of the site as well. That is the only park that we have like that in the city, the only one. And when that's gone, that's it. We're not going to replace that. Those things, the trees have been there for several hundred years, and that won't be in any of our lifetimes. So just try to be more mindful of that. That would, because I don't want to sound like the tree hugging person up here, but I'm not the only one in the city who comments about how special that park is, how much shade it provides in July when people are out there, and how awed they are at, wow, I've never seen a park with trees like this. And it is a very special park for the residents too. So
I just make a couple comments. I mentioned asphalting. Asphalting is something that George Washington had. It's not that new. George, good enough for George, I think, you know, here in Franklin, I think we could use it. And it's safety, Kristen. That's the real thing. With these stones, for instance, I saw a young lady fall down those stairs going up to our town hall, you know. And it's just, we have a lot of people touring. And, you know, I mentioned the Easter egg hunt. We had 250 people tour the buildings that day. And most of them, a good percentage was children. During the 4th of July, we have similar type numbers. And we have, we're talking, 1,500 people during the course of a year we tour these buildings. And we really, truly do want to observe everything in history, but we just have to, but I think public safety has got to come number one here.
I guess I would remind everybody that we are under the citizens' comment period, and we do have this item listed on the agenda for more discussion. So I guess when we started the citizens' comment period, it was to allow the citizens.
I'll save my comments for when we get there.
Okay.
Alderman Vander. Well, I'll defer to the meeting.
Thank you.
There's a second quick one, and this will only take a matter of seconds, about the barn. I wanted to get the city's council's pre-approval to have the barn moved when we're ready to, begin construction on it, so we're not delayed on it. That's just the other thing I was going to ask for.
I just want to thank you because you did write the letters to me so that the council would be aware of things that were being proposed, so that you, because you set the policy for the city. That's why you got the letters. So all of this is sort of up to the council.
Okay,
thank you, Mr. Lucky. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Is there anyone else wishing to speak?
Again, Jim Lysak, 8756 West Mallard Court. A couple months ago, I came before the council to ask them to get together with the school board to build softball diamonds for girls and to get some soccer fields for girls, for clubs, not just for the rec department. I didn't bring that up at the time, but I said we should have them. Well, Mr. Mayor and Alderman Meyer told me that falls under the rec department, and that's through the school board. Well, I went to the school board, and I was nicely told by the school board that the city also has the right to build parks, and they can handle that too. And I'm going to tell them the same thing. I'm going to go back and meet with them again and ask them again to meet with the city. Now, I feel like I'm caught between the legislature, the assembly, and the Senate. Neither one of you sites want to give, and nothing's going to happen. But I might want to remind you people, I brought all those pictures from all these other cities that had city parks. I might add comment, thanks everybody for looking at them, because I noticed they weren't even touched. I left them in the back of the room. I put them in a certain thing to make sure that I knew a certain order. If anybody looked at them, nobody looked at them. At least when I took them over to the school board, they looked at them. People got up and they looked at them and saw what other cities have for their And if you want to see them, I have them at my house. Any one of you are welcome to call me and make arrangements. Come over to my house and look at the pictures if you want to see what other cities have. But my point here is, I wish that the Common Council, who, and I'm going to use just an example, the city has like 33 acres over here off of 76th Street that they own, just west of 76th Street down by the soccer field. And if they were to take that 33 acres and give it to, oh, I checked into the books over here, they said it's owned by the city.
Just looking at our parks. Unofficial parks director in the audience.
Yes?
What area are you talking about?
Right on 76th Street, right across from where that Croatian Park is. Just about.
By county.
The city doesn't own
it. City doesn't own it. By county.
There's a, but it's not county because the county's on the east side of 76th. This is on the west side.
The school district has
My point is, irrelevant, there's got to be land here somewhere. And there's got to be some way that this city council and that school board can get together and make, you know, nobody on the school board, I shouldn't say nobody, most of the people on the school board didn't even know the difference between a softball diamond and a hardball diamond. They stood there in awe when I explained it to them. Does anybody know?
Alderman Taylor?
One smaller than the other, but
No. What's the difference between a hardball diamond and a softball diamond?
Oh.
Softball diamonds have all dirt infield. Hardball diamonds have grass on them.
Okay. Well, here's the issue we're talking about, and I think we can get down to public comments and participation here and start our business. But the city, that you're talking about spending money. That's what you're talking about, okay?
Yeah.
And we have a list of priorities of things, and right now we just finished up working on a trail, which costs money.
Was that to connect county land, county trails?
Nope, that was in MMSD, and I mean,
did we spend any city money though to extend county trails?
What are the alderman speak?
Yeah, I think I have the floor now.
Yeah.
So basically, you're asking us to spend money when we have tight budgets and a list of priorities that are ahead of maybe let's say softball diamonds. You have a school district, which I can't recall the last, and they do have a rec department. So, you know, City of Oak Creek handles that stuff. In Franklin, it's a school district. And I can't recall last time they didn't put anything into one of our parks. And now they are doing repairs or, you know, improvements to their athletic fields that the taxpayers are paying via referendum. So, you know, for the school board to pass the buck on us, that's fine. They can do that. But the reality is, they can do something themselves. And they have that's their department. They collect taxes to run that department. We do not.
My question to the Common Council here is, how come South Milwaukee, Cudahy, Greendale, Greenfield, West Allis, Muskego, all these other cities have city parks that have softball and hardball diamonds and have soccer fields, and they're all owned by the city?
Maybe
not
they
by
run
the county.
Maybe they run the parks department. I don't know.
Not
that's
by
the county.
No, and go right over here to Greenfield High School. They've got Kunkel Park, which is a city park, and they also have by the high school. The high school owns that. So they join together. They join forces. That's all I'm asking is to sit down and talk to these people and see if you can come up with something. Because what you're hurting is you're hurting that high school, and you're hurting all the girls who want to play softball here in Franklin because of the fact that the rec department, which has one softball diamond on county land, they're running the whole show. And you've got to open it up to all these other things. And you can't do it. You have to have more facilities. My granddaughter plays the softball, and that's why I'm a big advocate of it. And she's been running. We've been hauling her all over to have practices even. I know I've spoken enough, and I know you have a meeting to get to, but I'm asking you to please consider.
Well, and I think you're assuming that we haven't worked on it, and actually I have been working on it. Alderman Goldman?
Well, in the district where we just put the trail in, that park behind Pleasantville School is supposed to have baseball diamonds. Now, I don't
know
exactly
what... You used the right word, baseball. That's the hardball diamonds. And you cannot play softball on a hardball diamond. They've got three baseball diamonds down at the...
Hang on. So what I'm trying to explain to you is that park has not been developed yet. It's in the process of being planned. There's some plans on the books. If you want to help direct that, you better get some people here, because when it comes to making decisions, it's going to be based on what, you know...
Isn't there something called Chapter 9 or something about equality for women? I hate to bring that up, but...
Title 9?
Title 9. Thank you.
Can we get move
yes,
on here,
let's move
please.
Right on. I didn't even want to bring it up, but...
Yeah, why don't we...
let's think.
Like I said, my recollection of the Citizens' Comment period was put in place to allow the citizens to comment. So, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
For 3 minutes.
It's supposed to be for 3 minutes.
For 3 minutes.
Yeah. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Is there anyone else wishing to speak? If not, I'm going to close the citizens' comment period and turn to approval of regular committee of the whole meeting. So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item C2, approval of regular meeting of October 1st, 2013.
So moved.
Been seconded, too?
I'll second.
All right. Alderman Wilhelm?
I talked with the clerk about one of the changes that was in the ordinance to police chief, and it wasn't mentioned in the minutes that we did make that change, so I didn't know if it would be appropriate to just add as amended or whatever, because there wasn't amended.
As corrected by the clerk?
Yeah, or whoever corrected. I think it should be done correctly.
Any objections? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 3, approval of special meeting of October 7, 2013.
Move to approve.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item E18, Kevin Menard for the Economic
so moved.
Staffing Duties Task Force.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Only that I'm still waiting for more names from... Alderman, I want to thank Alderman Taylor for
and thank Your Honor for appointing.
On that.
Who else? We need some more names.
We have four now, I think.
Okay. We need some help from others who haven't.
Have request help. Okay.
And before I forget it, the one of our consultants, Joe Epperly, was going through some stuff and sent me a job description of an economic development director. I haven't even read it, but I'll try and forward it on to, I don't know, who, Craig Haskins?
Maybe Mark.
Mark. Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skrantz.
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to letters and petitions. Letters from James Lucky. Request for the city to donate streetlight poles and installation at the Historical Society Village. And then there's also the request for the transport of the wind barn. Like I said, I had briefly had a discussion with Alderman Schmidt, must be, a month ago or so, a month and a half ago, and I said, well, it all looks terrific and great, but given that it's city property and all that, I think that you should ask that a letter be written, sent to the council for the council's perusal and for their review and recommendation, and that's what you have in front of you. I personally think that, first of all, I think this was not the decision of one or two persons. This was the board of directors of the Historical Society, and spent a lot of research, and there's been a lot of time expended on all this. One other thing that's, I think you're trying to have Christmas caroling, or I should say holiday caroling over there, maybe in old outfits and turn-of-the-century outfits, which is pretty terrific. And you've added a number of things like the smokehouse, and the cabin is now finished off. And you're getting a lot more activity over there. So but I think, what Alderman Wilhelm brought up about you should really take that into consideration, or I would ask you to take it into Alderman Taylor, then Alderman Schmidt.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'm the last person that's ever going to be considered a tree hugger up here. And but I have to agree with, I think, everything Alderman Wilhelm said. You know, I have more people comment about the trees there than the buildings. I mean, I appreciate history. I love historic buildings. I mean, when I went on my vacation down through Tennessee and Kentucky, some of the places we went were fascinating, especially an old abandoned high school that was built in the 20s that's probably been abandoned for 25 years, and you could walk through it and ivy growing throughout it, just really, really neat. And the thing about, like, for example, this barn, you can take apart a barn somewhere and move it to this location, but if you lose one of those trees, that's a hole you're never getting back. And right now you have so many buildings on this area, and now what you want to do is you want to add these paths and lights, and I understand why, but for the majority of the year, those buildings are closed, right? And it's only open a number of times during the year, and if one of them is during the winter months, you already have the issue of snow and ice and safety concerns, whether it's blacktop concrete, gravel, wood chips, or whatever. And I would have the same concern that Alderman Wilhelm had about doing anything to do damage to those trees, because when they are older than this city and older than probably any of those buildings sitting there. And, you know, when a tree has been taken down in this community, either on purpose by a developer or, you know, given approval, and by a developer that did it without people knowing, or given approval by this city, you've had a lot of upset people. So how can we be assured that these paths are not going to do that type of damage? I mean, I haven't walked out there, and I wouldn't know where they're damaging roots. I mean, Alderman Wilhelm knows those things a lot better than I do, but how can we be sure that it's not going to do damage? Because I'm not going to be responsible for any of that. If we're talking about putting up lights, where you're talking about it's closed the majority of the time. So when people are there, their family, their kids, they're running around, they can't go in the buildings. I guess that's the concern that I have. And how can we be sure that when were we given approval for tonight? To put the path in? To do that? Or what are we actually doing tonight? Well, I'd like someone to answer.
Maybe if you wanted to come up and take a microphone.
I've supported everything that you've brought forward, but this one is kind of, I'm having a little difficulty with.
If you could, he have the microphone. If you could please state your name and address for the record.
Okay. To answer your question, yes, we were very concerned about any of the trees, and I really thought we did take that into consideration. Now, if you'd like us to get some sort of environmental study that we could present to you, would that satisfy? We were going back to the barn. You mentioned the barn, so I'll address it, okay? We have had it surveyed, and we were told at the earliest stages of this thing that we had to stay inside the drip line of the trees. And actually, if you go out there today, you'll see the stakes, and they're clearly within this, the drip line. We're several feet in any direction, and we tried to take that into account also. In this trenching, and I think you also see that we are away from the trees. Again, most of these lights are in front of the buildings, not affecting the trees in the back that you're concerned about.
Okay. So what are we actually approving here tonight? I guess that's my question. What are we actually approving here tonight?
I think for the first part, it's coming to your attention as the council formally. What's being proposed. I don't know if you want to call it a concept review, but I put it in there.
I mean, I like what's there. I think we have I think it's a good location. I think, you know, the location actually is nice because it's by our civic area for our 4th of July, and people can see it. We have a nice park there and the fire station. So, the library, it's actually a location where a lot of people get to see it. If it was located somewhere not next to any city assets, how much visibility would it have? So I think it's a great location, but the biggest thing with it is that setting of those trees. And at the end of the day, if we have a bunch of buildings and no trees, not to say that this is going to cause that, then what is it? It just, you know, it's like Muskego, where you just have some buildings sitting there next to a grove of trees, but nothing around them. So, you know, as long as you can sell Alderman Wilhelm on this, in terms of the locations and, you know, seriously, otherwise, I've supported everything so far, given money, money in advance of the budget year, like earlier we did earlier this year. So, you know, I haven't barked at anything, but this is something that I do have concerns about. So I'm just telling you where I'm coming from. And, you know, I trust all the work that you do and your committee does. But before I'm going to allow, I mean, as my one vote, a bunch of trenching and blacktop and things like that, I have to be a little more comfortable. And maybe it's just simply going out there, and Alderman Wilhelm, I would go with you. We can't have any more than the two of us at one time. But, and I don't know what to look for. So, Doug, I know you're huffing and puffing here. I'll let you go.
Well, Alderman Schmidt, and then Alderman Dandria, and Alderman Wilhelm.
All I would ask is that Mr. Schaefer be allowed to speak in relationship to the positioning of the light posts in regards to the tree and the canopies, because he has been out there to inspect the site. We did have an issue with one positioning of the light pole, which we moved.
Okay. Schaefer, you want to join us?
Yes. There is actually just going to be one light that's going to be close to one of the oaks. There's just one of them. And that particular light, the conduit is going to be right up to the foundation.
So, you're still a city forester? You got the unofficial, official title?
Mm-hmm. But the and the walkways, they're actually all in. And they have a border along them already. And basically, what they like to do is remove just a small amount of the stone from the asphalt over there. So they stop the track. Because I know I was personally over there when we were trying to clear the walkways. It was quite difficult to get the snow nice.
Yeah, well,
definitely.
Alderman Schmidt, you have the floor. Okay. Alderman Dandria, then Alderman Wilhelm.
Jerry, I had one question regarding the lighting and the footings that you're putting down. Jim had mentioned national standards. Did you have our department look at this to see if this is going to fit code?
Well,
I did talk to Fred Baumgart about that, and he said yes, that it would meet manufacturing standards. And there is some confusion here with the light bulbs. I actually want to withdraw the donation of the light bulbs and the city installing them, because we want to just put these smaller decorative lights in. And see, otherwise, we would have to go 5 feet down. And then I saw that being a problem environmentally, and I thought 18 inches, which is also the same depth for the trenching, would be much less intrusive. And again, I think we have it laid out that is the case.
So this is changing from what's been presented in this packet.
Yes, that came up in meetings.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe before I turn to Alderman Wilhelm, there's been quite a few meetings, and I have a packet on my desk for planning, from planning about the site plan review, et cetera. All of you should have been been routed that same package. So Mr. LeBert has been meeting, and we've had a lot of discussion about this. Maybe Mark, you can weigh in.
Sure. What he's referring to is the letter list. One, he wishes to withdraw. He doesn't need the relation to the taller city light poles. So that one would probably move forward past. The following year, the next would be F2, where he wants the city, Alderman Taylor asked what specifically are the wishes of the two for, where they're requesting that the DPW be allowed to transport the items we have in storage once the barn is approved and ready to be put in place, to let DPW then transport that to the site. That's sort of in relation to item G2 on your agenda, which is the steps within the barn. So then most of your discussion to this point has been on
G1.
Item G1. And the two changes, one correction I apologize for, in the fourth paragraph, I mentioned second last line, electrical panel in the chapel, provide electricity to the town hall. I've got those two buildings in there, so you should just read them separately. But this, the G1, did already take into account the change in lighting that we're talking about. So this is G1. Is correct. The only thing I would suggest based on the discussion that you had so far and the jury's comments, I would suggest you add asphalt paving for the lighting path. We'll also make that subject to the city's warrant approval, because there is one line on this path that Jerry has suggested. They, as he just indicated, the outside of the different standards and then reach up to the other. So then, item G1, the thing that you're asking for is writing a motion, allow the donation of asphalt paving to our existing pathways. The reason we listed as a donation is because of the CDBG project that allowed for the paving. We can't really say that their sidewalks are even happening in our own pathways. So they have to really run it, but they're paying for the asphalt overlay. I've worked with the chairman and Ron, and DPW will scrape off a little bit of the stone so it can continue to put in place. They don't have enough asphalt. Provided they're just using the snow blowers and not trucks or anything to plow them. But then that would be in the same place. And then authorize the path lighting if you add, subject to trenching. As approved by the city forester, you can make sure the one line gets moved to the building spot. So, the move your the foundation to the hall.
And pursue it to city ordinances and best practices.
And then the other thing, just to be clear, where we did, I referenced, since it's happening on our land areas and we take ownership, consider the project co-sponsored by the city of Inglewood. That would just allow them to be co-sponsor a $75 site plan, minor site plan application that planning would review. They wouldn't have a permit before for the sliding of the
process. Hold on, Dander, you had the floor. Still.
Well, they answered the question regarding the electrical issue that I had, so I'm finished.
Hold on, Wilhelm.
Well, I guess the walkways currently are impervious. So once you put the asphalt down, that changes water absorption to water runoff. That's quite a difference on the impact of that area. The other thing is now that you put asphalt down, then you're going to want to put salt down. You're going to say they're not safe because they're going to have ice on them. And then you're going to have salt. We have, Jerry's great. I know he's really done a lot, and he understands the tree aspects, but I'm looking at the map, and I'm not getting how only one tree when I'm looking at the circular canopies. And then there was another thing where maybe Jim misspoke himself. He kept saying everything in the barn is inside the drip line. Well, that's exactly where you don't want to be
outside. That's what I figured. Yeah.
There's this misconception that as long
first
as
first mistake.
Let's just say that this is the tree with the canopy hanging, okay, like this. There's a misconception that here's the trunk of the tree and the roots just stop right at the end of this last tree branch. That doesn't happen. So by saying you're going to be outside of the canopy, you're assuming that a tree that's 250 years old just decided to stop its roots right there. Then you're not going to run into anything. That's totally false. The structure under here could be twice past the canopy. That's just sort of a rule of thumb that they try to use so, you know, you don't kill the tree quite as quick. You're still going to end up impacting those superficial roots. So I just want to, you know, this whole thing about, yeah, we're going to see outside the canopy, usually it's outside the canopy plus if you really want to protect a historic oak tree, just, you know. But then when I look at the map, I'm looking at the circular ones, and that it's in. That one's out. That one's out, and that one's out. So we've got three in and three out from what I'm looking at the map. I would feel a lot more comfortable if we could have someone determine the placement. I guess, do we have to have lighting? Can't we have some, you know, a lot of people put these solar lights up that aren't trenched in that work without that. Why do we have to have the lighting for as amount of time that we use it outside, I guess? I'm not 100% sure on that. You know, there are electric lanterns you can use if you're supposed to be doing a historical type of thing where you're walking. You can use electric lanterns to walk with. And when we did the community development block grant, it was good enough for handicap. I mean, we passed that because we had to have that in because it had to be handicap. Now we're saying it's not good enough. So, you know, I like the project. I'm a farm girl. I grew up on a farm. In fact, I'm about ready to go back and buy the family home this week. Okay. But I can support the barn, even though I'm not crazy about its location. I'm just really questioning the necessity of the lights. Okay, do we have to pave it? Okay, let's just say, all right, we really feel we have to pave it. I would suggest no salt. I did notice in the lease that it says the Historical Society is supposed to be paying the electric bill. Is that happening? Is this going to be added to the electric bill on this? Is that something the Historical Society is taking on or is willing to take on?
Well, to answer your question, I believe it's the opposite, that the city pays the electric and the gas.
The lessee shall pay, is that the lease and the lessor shall pay all electric bills? So you pay the gas, one pays the gas and one pays the electric.
Which won't be much.
I don't even know if this is the first time I've ever even seen this document. And then, you know, it has an acre area where you're supposed to be, you know, basically taking over public land for a private organization, even though you're doing a really good thing by giving things to the public. We shouldn't be just, like, bypassing all our regulations and not paying a little bit more attention to this.
Well, that's exactly why this is in front of you, so that none of that would be like that.
Well, to me, it's not satisfactorily done because I asked for the certified survey map, and it was a certified survey map for a subdivision. So this thing needs to be updated. The CSM that's in this thing that talks about the description of the land of the lease is for the subdivision. So something, when this got passed, somebody didn't read it because this is probably backwards.
What year was that?
1993.
Was that doggone municipal judge that...
Yeah.
You think you were going to read it.
So we have a document that's in error that's setting up a standard for them to use public property, and, you know, I appreciate everybody's efforts on wanting to, you know, move along. Why don't we just table number one and get a little more information, get the land issue straightened out, and work on item number two, which is having them get the barn done. And then the other thing, when we get to that item, I'd like to know where they're going to drop the barn. Is that going to be underneath the canopy too? Because you're going to have to stack it somewhere. You know, there's I think there's a sand volleyball court or something. To me, that would be the place to put the barn instead of back there. I mean, it would be real accessible. It would be right up by the road. But I know it's already been discussed that it was going to go in the back, and I'll still support that. But I'm really not real thrilled about the lights, the pavement, and you know the salt and the future impacts and the impacts under the canopy. It's a lot.
Aren't you withdrawing item A?
Sorry.
Aren't you withdrawing item A?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, withdrawing
after lights.
Withdrawing item A is completely not wanting to do the lights at all, or just the poles.
That's withdrawing.
No, that's the donate. That's the
poles.
The poles.
They just want donate the light poles, so we're still talking about putting in light poles.
Yeah, the
right.
Explained with was the decorative Menards poles, where it was only required the 18-inch depth.
Right.
City poles were 5 feet, so that's why we draw along the line. City poles or city poles all that will just use these decorative small poles and lights.
So, are you totally opposed to having some solar panels that don't require digging and trenching under the canopy? I mean, why couldn't we?
I just feel that these are historical looking light poles. It'll add to the ambiance of the thing and make it more historic. We've been fooling around putting different lights in frozen ground. You mentioned lanterns, but none of this stuff really has worked very well. It's just been problems, and we're just looking for some sort of permanent solution, and that's what
it's a permanent solution for that, and it's also a very permanent solution on the other features of the site, which means a permanent impact. And I'm just looking for a little bit of give and take here. It's been give, 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 and the city's been very supportive on this, and I don't think it's asking that much to preserve something for the rest of the community, plus you're still getting something. Is it you absolutely have to have every single thing you want, or can you give a little bit? I mean, the $20,000 we gave.
We spent 3 years saving for this and planning for this. We're the ones giving. You've got to give approval. I understand that. There's two different things. But we are giving.
I'm talking, and I'm not talking about that type of giving. I'm talking about the give and take on the balance of the use of the property. Because it's not 100% historical society owned and run property. It belongs to the citizens of this community as well. And we need a balance. And we're really been $20,000, storing the barn, helping take down the barn, helping move the barn, that's a lot. I'm with a nonprofit organization. I can't even come up here and speak on an item. And you got,
take down the barn.
Well, I'm just letting you know that your organization has been very fairly treated. And you should not feel beat up upon because someone is questioning the wisdom of the impact to the lighting features. Maybe there's there's still a way to do that. Maybe it just need to be researched a little bit more, maybe a little more thought out. Maybe there's an arborist who has an idea. Maybe there are other historical sites in some of the national parks that have solutions that have not been looked at yet. I just think that just plop this on the agenda with a description of a lease agreement that's messed up with the use of a property and trying to make all that decision tonight.
There's no one that said decisions need to be made tonight. Absent this coming forward, you would actually have no idea that this was being proposed. That's why I asked that it be placed on the agenda, so that the Common Council could weigh in and give their viewpoints on behalf of their 5,000 constituents.
I know, but my viewpoint seems to be like, make the motion, go this way and do this, and let's, it's been, I can tell it's been well thought out before it came here, and there's a lot of support behind it without a lot of full research on the lighting impact issue. And I would like to see a little bit more of that. I'm not totally opposed to it if it could be done in a little bit more sensitive way. And I really question, every time we do something, we're causing another reaction. So, first we had to have this gravel path. We had to have it. It had to be handicapped accessible. Now that we got the gravel path in, now we want to asphalt the gravel path. Now we get the asphalt and the gravel path, then we want to salt the gravel path, or the asphalt. Then now we have to put lighting in. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger without a whole lot of thought to the balance aspect. So I guess I would like to hold off on the one and research it. I'd be more than willing to look and come up with some ideas that would help your project get you what you want, but not have an impact for the entire community.
Well, we have 5 aldermen up here tonight, so we'll have to see what all the other aldermen want to do. Alderman Taylor?
Thank you, Your Honor. I'll be brief. The barn, that's one issue. I support it. Right? I think location is fine. I mean, Alderman Willems right. I'm assuming she's right that, the roots just don't end at the canopy and they go further, but at some point we have to, how far do they go out? I don't know. And do we dig to find? I mean, I think that location probably is the best. I mean, I don't think you're going to put it on a volleyball court. Then what do we do with people that play volleyball and put them in their volleyball court somewhere? So I'm okay with that. In terms of the path, listening to Jerry, that kind of alleviate some of my concern. However, the salt issue is something that would concern me more than the water patterns or whatever. So could we use our brine, our beet juice, instead of using salt in that?
We can surely give them beet juice. One thing I honestly believe is they were using more salt because of the asphalt. Because
it's black, and it absorbs it in that. But can we do beet juice? Could we use that? I mean, that's something that's a lot more environmentally friendly, and that would probably be better. So if we could give them a mix, salt brine.
Steve, absolutely. Tons of salt. I'll freely admit that.
But we could use that instead. Which is a lot more environmentally friendly. So that would make me feel a lot better with the path. The issue with the lights, I mean, I would support them going in. I just think that can we still go back and look at the locations and potentially if there's 3 that are outside and 3 that are inside and move the ones that are, can we, I mean, I'm willing to give approval, if this is a concept review, if that's what this is, we're kind of likening this to, then I give you support to go, that yes, I want lights, but you've got to try to do the best you can to come back to put them in locations where they're not going to do as much harm, if that's possible. I mean, you can't have them on the air side of the property or anything like that, but if you can go back and do that, then I'll support, there's 3 different things. I'll support the first 2 with the brine that can be included, and then the lights I'll support, but I think you have to really, if it's possible, just make sure, one last check through. If you've done it 5-6 times already, do it 7-8 times, see if there's any other locations that would work, that would do the least amount of damage, because I really don't want to see anything happen to those trees.
Jerry's support.
Because I'm not an expert. I wouldn't know what to look for. Jerry's our guy. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure if there's a couple lights that are on the edge, maybe we can move them a little bit so they're out of the edge. And then I'm good, because I like what's here. The last thing I want to do is just see some buildings and then see dying trees, because that's not going to look good. And I think everybody up here can agree to that. And, just because people are asking questions, I don't think some should get so upset that we're attacking, because we're not. I love history. And I like what we've done. But we have to ask these questions. We've invested money. Okay, we've done that every single time. I don't think any of us rubber stamp anything, but if we're not asking these questions, especially on things like this, hell, if they were trees that were 20 years old, I could care less, because I got an ash tree that's coming down my front yard soon enough. That doesn't mean anything to me. But these are very old.
Okay. Thank you. Alderman Skransky, you've been very patient over there.
Yeah, I'm sure with our the professionalism of Jerry, he knows they went through this. Mr. Lucky's gone through it. Our Alderman Schmidt's gone through it. I think they've taken all the consideration and sensitivity to the site that's there, even bringing this proposal in. And as they're going along, I'm sure if they found something that would be objectionable, they would alter it at that time. I don't see any reason why they should have to be held up on it. I think they've done a lot of research for 3 years into this, into the lighting. They're going to a smaller light with a single and much more shallow depth in order to support this light. The cable that's going in, the trench that's going to do, is probably nothing more than a 2-inch trench, 18 inches deep. They're going to use a trenching machine, so it's very, very small. God knows there's going to be a rip somewhere along the line that's going to be cut, but it's not going to be a drastic or detrimental to the trees that are there. I think we should move forward on it. My personal opinion is they've done enough work on it. They know what they're doing. Jerry's been very very knowledgeable in this and in the whole site. As far as I'm concerned, I think the motion to approve, let them go along with it. There's no reason why we should hold this up.
Okay. I just want to ask, Alderman Dandrea, is this your area?
No.
Whose area is this? Oh, Dan Mayer?
This is two. This would be Dan. Dan, okay. You're coming.
Okay. This one, Alderman Wilhelm?
Alderman.
Well, and let's try and let's get to a vote.
I wasn't aware that this whole light thing was in the process for 3 years. This is the first, when I sat down at my kitchen table to look at this today, this is the first time. And if it's been in the process for 3 years, there's no reason why I can't wait for 2 weeks. I'm not understanding that. Why, you know, the thing that I see here is the Franklin Historical Society is a very good organization. We have all been supportive of them. The thing is, nobody wants to say no to you. And it's not 100% in the best interest of the whole community to always say yes to everything all the time just because it's something that you want. And I'm with, you know, everyone else. I like the project. I'd like to see it done, but I don't want to see it done where the rest of the community says, what happened here? So 2 weeks is that going to just totally blow your project if we wait 2 weeks to...
The weather, yes. Very possibly.
But I'm
then why did it come now? If it's been 3 years in the works, I don't mean to interrupt, but 3 years in the works, why is it here now?
I just mentioned the weather is possible.
No, I'm saying, but why is it here now if we're this close to needing to do it at this time? Why did it come here now for 3 years? The mayor's seen it, and I appreciate the mayor put it on the agenda. Why wasn't this here in July?
I think it meant 3 years it works with the Historical Society.
Yeah, with the Historical Society.
Not with the city.
Well, saving money is what I meant by
okay,
that.
Well.
The actual physical planning is somewhat recent. Yes.
Okay. You were, Mr. Lucky, you were going to, you have another issue with the MOU that you had brought to my attention. And
I'm
sorry for interrupting.
Alderman Wilhelm, you have the floor. And let's try and wrap it up.
Well, which item are we on?
Yeah, that's good.
Because we went from the letters and petitions. I'm assuming we're on item G1, which is the donation from the Historic Society of the Asphalt Paving and Handicap Accessible Pathways.
Well, from what I understand is you withdrew item 1A. Is that correct?
That was the polls.
Okay. Just the polls. Yes, okay. So you still want to do
what that. I've heard, and haven't heard any objections, is Alderman Taylor actually put out that he's A-OK with item 1B.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll make a motion.
I didn't hear any objections to anything on 1B. So, but you still have the floor. I mean, you asked the question. So.
I'm just trying to determine which item we're on. So,
right.
I'm going to make a motion to table G1 for further research and correction to the lease agreement, and to come back in 2 weeks at the next council meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? City Attorney?
Since my name is on that lease agreement, and I assume 20 years ago the legal description came from planning or engineering, I'd like to know what the alderperson means by correction. Because I heard earlier that it's wrong and screwed up or something along those lines.
Well, when I asked for the certified survey map for number 4347, I got a subdivision development map. And so if that's supposed to be, I'm wondering if they didn't switch those, or maybe it's correction or clarification on those.
Okay. 4347 is the correct reference. In that regard, it's written right. What they say there, where it says sensor rent survey map, number 4347 being mapped to the recorded, referring up to the same cross reference in the sixth line above, where it's simply tying this description to a point on another side of certified survey map, which is a strategy used to make sure there's no gap between the recorded document. So it helps pinpoint precisely. So if you received a certified survey map for a subdivision, then it's correct. You should have received. This is not a certified survey map.
All right, so then how about we get a area of the CSM. We have a legal description, but we don't even know if any of this is actually in this area that their historical society is controlling, because there's no map or location on what this is. So
I have an engineering is in the process of making one, but for the existing buildings that were in place at the time this was done, I'm quite confident they did it right. If you're talking about adding space and area for the barn, which isn't part of G1, then that's why I've asked engineering to plot this onto a picture map so that we can see and make sure that this lease covers the area that the barn would be located on. That's not part of that.
Does that answer your question, Mr. City Attorney?
Yes.
Okay. Alderman Taylor? Alderman Wilhelm, you spoke as well. Actually, you made a motion. There's a motion on the floor. I'm going to ask the clerk to read back the motion.
Alderman Wilhelm moved to table item G1 for further research and correction to the lease agreement and return. Actually, her motion was to return in 2 weeks and the council meetings in 3 weeks. So, and to return to the coming council meeting of November 5th.
Instead of correction, you could make it clarification with attaching the map. And I understand it's not actually part of that, but in a way it is, because this describes all the land that the Historical Society is working on now.
What was the motion? Because you seconded the motion.
Well, it was to refer to the next meeting, and then it was something about fixing an error, which the city attorney said it wasn't, so she's correcting their
motion. Okay, on the precise motion under discussion, Alderman Taylor.
Well, this is why I supported that motion. Is because up until this point, anything that's gone on with the Historical Society, you've always reached out, contacted, and said, hey, this barn thing, or hey, the roof, and this and that. So I knew what was coming. And when I saw this, I did kind of take it as like a concept review, mentally saying, okay, you know, you want us to approve that you're going to be doing lights. I didn't think you were actually saying we're ready to do the lights now. But that's the problem I'm having. And so if this doesn't pass, I can't support the lights. If we can't delay this so we can make sure this is done right, mm-hmm. I won't be able to support the next motion. And I don't like to vote against the Historical Society. I don't. Never have. And I think back to my, not that long ago, when I had a vote against one of the county executive's appointments, one of his director position, Paul Lucy, the mayor, knows, and it's because I needed answers. I needed answers. So did Representative Sam Filippo. We didn't get him. We voted against her. Not because we didn't like her. We just needed time to get some more information. But the train was leaving, and they wanted to do it. So if the votes are here to prove this without me, then deny this. The council can deny this. But if you want my support on this, that's why I basically backed it, because I think we'll get there. Yeah. This is just, it's right now, and this is the first I'm hearing about it. If you were saying, hey, we're planning on doing this, I'd be like, go ahead. when you have a final plan, bring it back to us. The problem is your final plan is here right now, and I just haven't been able to absorb it.
Well, so that's exactly why I put it on the agenda, so that the council, these are policy matters.
Right. And I appreciate that, because I know it'll be nice. The lights look nice. I mean, the buildings, the path. I mean, now we've got some of those concerns. Good. But on this one here, I just need a little more time. But not that I'm against the organization, you or what you're trying to do.
Okay, got a motion on the floor to table. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? One abstention?
Opposed.
Okay.
Roll call.
Three nope. Ayes.
Okay.
One no and an abstention. Ayes have it. Motion passes. All right, that was easy.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jim, for coming down.
The second one.
The decision on the barn.
That's next.
You were going to make a motion, I think.
I'll make a motion. And then on item two, I'll make a motion to approve the memorandum of understanding between the City of Franklin and the Franklin Historical Society for reconstruction.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded.
I just have one question.
Okay, under discussion, Alderman Wilhelm.
When it's delivered, where will it be set down?
Right in the middle. Stacked in the middle, and we'll build it so it see what they are. They're basically five frames in the truss.
What is the middle?
This is the barn here.
Uh-huh.
The stuff will be stacked right
where it's going to go, and then you'll build it up like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and one piece at a time until all five people place it. So we're not putting it anywhere off site.
You're not outside the footprint.
I guess my thing was, are we going to have things stacked up underneath the canopies and, you know, that whole thing again? Just, so that, okay, thank you.
Okay. Mr. Liberta?
It's a point of information. The alderman's question appeared to be about item F2, but the motion is about item G2, which are fairly different. So you want to make sure you never really did address item F2, which alderman Mr. Lucky said, what was the decision on transporting the barn pieces? That was the letter from the F2.
I think that's the motion.
F1.
Well, no, I just made a
G2.
Yeah. Oh, I was on G2.
Okay. You can go to G2.
All right. Well, I made a motion on G2.
All right.
And it was seconded.
And are you seconded on G2?
Yes.
All right. For all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those
aye.
Opposed, ayes have... We have four ayes, no noes, one abstention, ayes have it, motion carries. Okay.
Now we need to do F1B, is that right? We have to vote on that, or no?
No, F1B was G1.
No.
No.
It's not.
I think it is. Well, item F1 and A and B are informational. Items G,
okay.
Yeah. 1 and 2 are action items.
Right.
And you just acted on item 2.
I did, right.
Yeah.
Do we have to act on F, B, or no?
You don't have to. No. You're an alderman. You don't have to do
no.
anything.
No. The city attorney's looking like we should be doing
something
with F.
That's what I was told when I was an alderman.
I think we have to vote on F1B because it's a request from the city.
You want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to – what the hell is the motion? Should be here.
Redrawing.
A motion to transport for the city to transport the Wynn family barn to Lions Legend Park for the Franklin Society, Historical Society,
second.
To begin reconstruction.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion on that one? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Any abstentions?
Abstain.
Okay. Four ayes, no noes, one abstention. Ayes have it. Motion carries.
So we get the barn.
We got you out here in record time. Just think how long it took to build that barn and then. So this is
about
a snap.
The same time
you're
the discussion.
You're way ahead of schedule. You're like 50 years ahead of schedule, Jim.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay, are we on three? Let's just say we're okay. Is there a motion to accept donations?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for item three. Any further discussion? Seeing none. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, five ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item four, resolution opposition Senate Bill 301 and Assembly Bill 385, mandating expenditure of room tax revenue essentially for only tourism promotion and development. Put this forward after reading that the Village of Brown Deer and other municipalities are looking to put similar resolutions in place. The ICC yesterday passed unanimously a similar resolution to this.
Make a motion.
I'll second.
It's all about revenue for the city. Alderman Taylor?
Thank you. I think we had a motion. We had a second. I just want to thank the mayor for putting this on the agenda. You know, the one thing, and I'll talk about this for 1 minute. When, no matter what people think about the county board, you had Act 14, okay? Then you have residency issues coming up that the state has dealt with. Mental health, the state is now dealing with. Public school buildings, MPS buildings, the state is now dealing with. And now, once again, room tax. So if anybody doesn't think that there's somewhat of attack on local control, this, you know, this came up a year ago and we did the same thing. I'm Republican. I know our platform and I don't remember that portion changing, but some of these things that are coming down the pike is making it difficult for us to do our jobs. If this happens, based on 2012 numbers, $183,000 shortfall we would have to fill. And we, you know, we can't raise the levy more than growth, which we're not anyway based on the mayor's budget, but local control is slowly but surely being chipped away at.
Everybody keep their fingers crossed. Maybe we have another hotel, and maybe we will have another hotel. So right now it's the number that you just cited, but it could be a much, much larger number.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, all right, I think we're in violent agreement on this. There is a, motion's been made?
Yeah.
Okay, and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, 5 ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Resolution granting limited specific authorization for disbursements in advance of review of voucher listings. Mr. Liberta.
At your places, the city attorney has suggested some additional language that each of the items A through G that helps clarify the amount of each of those. Otherwise, this did go back to finance, and finance, as opposed to council action G, recommends consideration some provisions that enable us to bear in the city's best interest in these checks that will then come back, require real people. You'll see them each time, and if at any point in the future you decide these are no longer in the best interest, this policy can be amended and specific provision amended, clarified, or struck.
Make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Only that I support this. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, 5 ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries.
A lot less discussion compared to all the other times this is before us.
I've got a much higher comfort level with the way that this has all been worked out. So, item G6, authorization to purchase a software upgrade to the payroll processing system from contingency appropriations.
So second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G7, authorization to accept proposal for Perspective Design, Inc. for architectural engineering services.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. A release of escrow.
So moved. Second.
It's been moved and seconded by Alderman Taylor. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. And noticing that those items without Barton's and I move much faster. release of credit, letter of credit. Yes, Mr. Liberta.
Item G9 staff.
Is there a motion to lay
so
over
moved.
For second. The next to the next time of council meeting here? Indefinitely.
You just lay it over so that in case it takes longer than that. But
okay.
Before the end of the year, you can
start. Return by staff.
For a return by staff, and Alderman Taylor, you made the motion?
Yes.
Okay, and that's
and I
acceptable.
Sure.
Second, okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. An ordinance prohibited parking, 7:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I think Alderman Schmidt and I, for the most part, share this intersection, and we keep making changes on this intersection. I don't know.
This is for safety, though, wasn't it? Safety concerns?
Well, we keep putting up these signs and then changing. I think we need to really study this intersection. Yeah, we can do this, but I don't think it's going to solve the problem. Yeah, it's what it's going to do is it's going to push the parking further down.
But is
and I don't know. What I see when I'm at this intersection is there's not just a problem on the 150 feet on the west side. There's a problem with there's no painted lines on the east side. So there's a turn lane, but there's no painted lines, so people come whipping around. And can we get some lines at least painted out there? Can we get some any kind of lines? Now we have a walkway. We have no painted lines for pedestrians to walk across. We have kids parking all over there. We have cars turning corners, whipping by kids with their doors open. And all we're doing is pushing the problem down the road.
We have the item that's on here is about an ordinance to prohibit parking from 7:30 a.m. to 2:30
p.m. Right, and I'm saying that I don't think that this is going to address the problem. We need to actually paint some lines out there in addition to this, because the intersection is not safe, and there's no lines painted anywhere. They're all off the road. So I think it would be in addition to this, we put some lines on the pavement for turn lanes and crossings. It's not too much to do, right? Put a few lines on the road.
Well, we need motions from the full council to do these things.
I'm asking Jack if it
well,
would
I
be
think
difficult.
The purpose of this is to get the parking away from the intersection. And that will make that whole intersection needs to be rebuilt. We need turn lanes in that. It's functioning way beyond capacity. But I think this is a worthwhile thing to do. We could sure look at other things. I'll work with Mr. Schaefer and see what we can do to maybe make it a little safer. But we would recommend, and the Board of Public Works recommends, that we do move the parking away from the intersection.
Right. I guess I get that. I get why you want to do it. If you would take a look at the others, the east side, where there's a turn lane and there's no striping, there's no crosswalk marking, in addition to this one when you're out there, that would be really helpful.
Alderman Taylor, and if Alderman, do you mind just asking one question? I thought we, in the remodeling plan for the high school, we've allowed a whole lot more parking spaces.
Yep.
So is there any need for any of this anymore?
No.
Alderman Taylor?
Well, that's what I was going to say, and I didn't hear a motion, so I'll make a motion to approve. But that's what I was just going to say. I mean, once the school's renovation project's done, that's going to alleviate, a lot of this.
No.
Is it? No,
no,
it's not.
No, because they're parking here.
No.
Alderman Taylor, you have the floor.
Well.
Because of the cost.
Well, no, here's the deal. Then once, if there are parking spots available, right now I think the issue is there's not enough parking spots available. So, what? I don't think I want to have five conversations here. I look people talking. I'm talking now. Unbelievable. So if right now there's not enough parking spots, and they did this big pass this referendum, go to the taxpayers, say, give us a bunch of money, we need to add parking. And if because of the cost, you have kids not use and you have empty spots, then we just remove all the parking. We just remove all the parking. No parking on any corner, any side, period. Because if there's open spots in the high school, then remove it all. That's what we can do. That will solve every problem. I think it will. And I'd support removing it all. Make them park on 27th Street or 76th Street, make them walk that far. Because if you have a half-empty parking lot and then cars here, that doesn't make any sense. Then the neighbors have legitimate concerns to why do we have a half-empty parking lot or a parking lot that's a third empty, and yet all these kids are in front of my house. So in the meantime, we could pass this, which I just made the motion to, and Jack and Jerry, they can try to figure out what to do to solve it. But that's what's before us right now, nothing else.
Alderman Schmidt, I believe you were next, and then Alderman D'Andrea. Alderman Descanso, did you have your hand up?
No.
Was there a second? A second? Did anybody second my motion?
No.
Oh, the clerk did say no.
Nobody seconded it?
Is anybody going to second the motion?
I'll second.
All right.
You
under
committee.
Discussion, Alderman Schmidt. I thought your motion had been seconded.
I know, there are so many conversations going on.
This will be, there is no winning solution to this predicament. And I did talk to Dr. Patz about this a few weeks ago, too. There's such a waiting list for parking, for kids waiting to get parking permits, even at like $300 a semester or whatever it costs, that even kids who are sophomores are waiting to get parking permits. So no matter how far you push them away, there are always going to be too many kids. There are approximately, when I count them now, there's about 25 cars going east and another 25 going west along Drexel. Now, through Public Works, it was a year ago when we did, I made a motion to change the side because the south side of Drexel, the one neighbor that had a home there, they were trespassing his property. So we moved from in front of his house, we moved it to the east side of 51st so that the kids would be in front of school property.
It's your fault.
Yeah. And all I think we're doing here now is I believe that the 150-foot barrier is a temporary sign marking that area, right, to keep, because the kids were parking too close to the intersection, which was obscuring vision. And so this would be a permanent change from the temporary signs that are there now to make it permanent. It is necessary due to the congestion of that intersection. Then it's still going to be wind up with 25 cars going either way, and there's no way we're ever going to eliminate the problem completely, unless we can mandate that the kids start taking this bus to school.
Right. Dander?
You know, I got a call from one of my constituents about this corner and the activity. So for the about a week ago, the police chief did respond back, and they monitored this area for the past 2 weeks, okay? And they saw no unusual or erratic behavior occurring at this intersection. Granted, yes, there's parking, okay? But he saw no unlawful activity occurring. There is a sidewalk on the east side of 51st Street that leads past the ballpark to the school, okay? You know, I mean, we're talking about parking on Drexel that would be West Drexel that would go west. And the temporary sign, Jerry, you probably could, I believe the permanent sign has been installed there.
Yeah.
Because when I drove by there today, I noticed the temporary little 5-foot signs. Now there is an erected 10-foot sign.
Right. What was happening is the kids at where the taper is, where we have a white line along the edge for the taper, they were parking behind the white line on the grass. And we just did that because last spring they ripped up the grass and we had to re-topsoil and seed. And they started to do that again, and I knew it was going to take a while for this to get okay. So we put the signs in temporary, and I did get the okay from the police department just to keep the kids off the grass because they were doing the same thing they did last year. Just where the taper is, they want to get behind that.
Sure.
Once you get past the taper, there's plenty of room. There's an 8-foot asphalt shoulder they can park on. But it's just for the tapers. And if they'd be there in the winter when we come around the corner with the snow plows, there's no way to dump the snow off. You know, so
okay.
All we're trying to get the tapers cleared. And we did have a lot of calls at Public Works also about people were concerned about the congestion that you couldn't see when the cars are that close to you. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I guess I agree temporarily with this recommendation, but you know, as Jim was mentioning, with all of this, we've got to work with the school system, and we've got to get the school system to understand the importance of this and to educate these students and get, you know, and get involved and send letters out to these parents and let them know. You know, yeah, we can put out, as Steve Taylor mentioned, yeah, we'll just put it all no parking, and we'll let the kids figure it out. You know, the parents will have to figure it out. Let the kids get on the bus because the buses are there. Okay. No, I would go along with the recommended motion for the time being, but we do need to stress the urgency with the school system that they've got to do something here.
Okay. Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, I think if we're going to do this, we should probably send a notice to the school for the, so they can do what they want to do for the students. And we don't have to tell them what to say or anything, but at least let the school know we're going to be limiting the parking out there. That would be one step of working together with the school. So who's ever the maker of the motion might want to say with notice to the school. Because that way, you know, if we're doing this and we don't tell them, they're going to say, what does the city do now? And they didn't tell us. So, and that way, however they want to handle it is up to them. I guess it's kind of a short-term fix. I'm thinking about the comments about eliminating all the parking. Then I get concerned about when you have games up there and you have overflow parking. So I don't think eliminating all the parking is the best idea. You're always going to have more cars there than you're going to have parking spots for it. One point or another, but this seems like this was a perfect situation that would be ripe for Mayor the Complete Streets Committee, because that's what they're there, is to try to look at solutions and work with the engineering department on yep. that.
It is good. I mean, if this was a county road, just like 76th Street is, I don't believe there'd be any parking at all.
So I guess after the motion that was made, if it would include notice to the school, I would appreciate that. I'd support that motion. I'm fine with that. And then I'd like to make the second motion to send to Complete Streets for working with the engineering department on
media. Let's work on the first motion. Then we can, if you want to follow it up with the second motion. Alderman Dandridge?
We've got to be cognizant that there is a lot more traffic on Drexel with the off-ramp open off the highway now. So, I mean, I've come through that. I just came through that intersection this evening, and I was lined up about 10 cars deep trying to get through that stop sign. So, and, you know, we've got to be careful. I mean, there's something's going to happen down at that intersection sooner or later.
Yep. Alderman Schmidt, you had your hand up, and then Alderman Skronsky.
Well, what we're doing here is only making this 150 feet permanent. It's been up already temporary, so the school district is already aware that we've had that 150-foot area already opened up, so it's they're not going to change anything. And it really, the only long-term solution would be is to talk to the school board into authorizing high-rise parking structure, because the school is building in anticipation of an 1,800 student population. We're at 1,575 or so now. What's going to happen when that school expands to another 200 students and you're still getting sophomores, juniors, and seniors that want to drive to school because everybody has a car?
Alderman Skronsky?
Yeah, first of all, Alderman Wilhelm, if you'd get closer to your microphone, it would help because it's pretty soft over here.
Oh, thank you for the
Yeah, that would help. Second of all, I agree. It's a parking. Until you do something completely with that intersection, this problem is going to occur. You're still going to get kids that are going to try it. They're going to get a ticket. They're going to do things. But that intersection is and always has been a real bone of contention just because it's by the school. There's no question about it. Until you either put stoplights up there or you really modify that intersection, you're going to have a problem all the time. Now, that vacant piece of ground that they got there at the school just before the creek, you know, you could do something with that, but nobody's going to be touching that because I guess it's off boundaries or something. But, you know, there's another area. But all the years that I've gone through it, my grandkids have gone through it, my kids, that intersection has been a real pain in the butt because there's a vast amount of cars that go through there. There's no way to get around it until you physically redo that intersection, and I think Jack would agree with that.
Okay, we have a motion on the Thank floor you. That's been seconded, and I think there was a request to make part of the motion to send this to the school district. I think that was accepted by the maker of the motion.
Well, I don't think it's necessary. That's going to be a separate motion. We can, but I think what Alderman Schmidt brought up. So I've made the motion for just this. I think that's
okay.
That's it.
On the Madam Clerk, please read back the motion.
Alderman Taylor moved to adopt ordinance to prohibit parking from 7:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. on regular school days on the north side of West Drexel Avenue from South 51st Street to 150 feet west.
Okay, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Five ayes, no noes. I have a motion carries. Is there a second motion? Alderman Wilhelm?
I'd like to send the review of the prohibited parking and review of the, I guess just prohibited parking. I guess I'll leave it at that. To the Complete Streets and Connectivity Committee for review with input from the engineering department.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
So moved second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Five ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Moving along. Resolution awarding a bid to the lowest bidder for South 35th Street and South 36th Street, Mr. Bennett. Alderman okay. Wilhelm.
Is that the liner?
Yeah.
This is the...
No. All right. Thanks, Jack. All right. Motion to adopt the resolution awarding a bid to the lowest bidder for South 35th Street and South 36th Street from West Madison Boulevard to West Marquette Avenue. West Marquette Avenue from South 35th Street to South 36th Street and the easement between South 36th Street and South 37th Place, south of West Madison Boulevard. Sanitary sewer lining project with the cost of the main liner to be funded from the sanitary sewer budget and the cost of the private laterals to be funded by MMSD.
Second.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G12, Alderman Wilhelm.
Motion to adopt a resolution authorizing officials to execute an engineering service agreement with Vizio Sewer for the private property closed circuit television and dye water flooding of laterals in the Rawson Home subdivision for South 35th Street and South 36th Street from West Madison Boulevard to West Marquette Avenue, West Marquette Avenue from South 35th Street to South 36th Street, and the easement between South 36th Street and South 37th Place, south of West Madison Boulevard, with costs to be borne by the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewage District as reimbursement to the city.
Second.
Okay. Moved and seconded. For discussion, seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Five ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 13, resolution authorizing officials to execute an intergovernmental agreement with Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewage District for the private property infiltration and inflow elimination in the Rawson Home subdivision for South 35th Street.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to licenses.
All right. We have operators new. Thompson, approve of the letter.
Thank you, Jerry.
Blackburn, approve. Bailey, hold for appearance. Brinkner, approve. Buckle, approve. Kitsky, approve. Crosshill, hold for appearance. Little Gems Academy Daycare, approve. Malik, taxi cab driver, approved. Temporary class beer, St. Martin's Tourist Church, approved. Temporary entertainment and amusement, St. Martin's Tourist Church, approved. That's my motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All
aye.
Opposed? Five ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Should have in front of you a... I'm going to ask the clerk to read it because my glasses are dirty.
A motion approving net general checking account city vouchers in the range numbers 148905 through 149094 in the amount of $1,367,747.54 dated October 15, 2013, and voucher number 149095 for $140 to the Department of Natural Resources.
So motion to effect?
Second.
Is there a motion?
I so move.
Second. Are you going to second it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was waiting for further discussion.
Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skransky.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Dander.
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Second motion, Madam Clerk.
A motion approving net payroll dated October 18th, 2013 in the amount of $327,781.87.
So
the payment of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $193,441.11 plus any city matching payments
where required.
Second.
To move and second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, may a clerk please take the roll.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Scruggs.
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Next, you're doing, this could be a tradition.
And there are two of them listed on your bottom of your voucher list. They are the same, so I will only read them once. A motion approving the estimated net payroll dated November 1st, 2013 in the amount of $335,900 and payments of the estimated various payroll deductions in the amount of $192,600 plus any city matching payments where required.
So moved.
Second.
And they weren't the same because the word estimated
is... That's why
I
chose the second.
Okay.
All right, then we have a motion to be made and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Scruggs.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman
aye.
Dandria.
Aye.
Will. Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
All those in... Okay, you got that? It's five ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, five ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. I'll tell you, keep the